It is hot and dry in the western United States, and that means wildfires. In North America, the season has begun with unusual intensity. Max Frattis battled a recent wildfire here in the Sierra Mountains of California that destroyed 1,000 homes.
I talked to people that have been in the fire service their entire career, and not only this fire, but fires in preceding years because of the drought, because of the fuel conditions. They produced fire behavior, flame lengths, intensities that we had never really experienced before. And everything that we had to throw at it, we did, and it just seemed to burn right through us. I was born and raised in this area, and to see this entire area burn in my lifetime, I've never seen a fire come through here of anything in that magnitude.
The first defense against forest fires is early detection. In Northern California, computerized cameras are replacing traditional lookouts and fire towers. The camera system is called Firehawk. Dale McGill of the California Forest Service.
On the very first day of that is activated, we found a fire, and about 30 seconds later, the phone rang.
It's been the first alert on several fires, according to McGill.
Right away, we can tell most fires whether it's going to be a very active fire or it's going to be a fire that perhaps it's not anything at all.
The camera detects smoke by day and heat at night, spinning 360 degrees every 4 minutes. When it spots something, the computer instantly maps the exact location.
Oh, look at that.
The system is proving effective and efficient, and more are being installed. Also in California, the U.S. space agency, NASA, is working with Forest Service researchers to convert drones, officially called UAS, unmanned aerial systems, into firefighting tools. NASA's Vince Ambrosia.
A fire manager on a wildfire condition who doesn't know where his fire is going can launch a UAV and, with the imaging capabilities on board the platform, can ascertain where the fire is, how fast it's moving, does he have any resources or personnel that might be in danger.
They'll relay thermal images and data to portable communication stations on the ground. None too soon. More than 1 million hectares have already burned this year in the hot, dry western United States, and firefighters are currently battling a major wildfire in north-central Arizona. Paul Sisko, VOA News.